HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The centre on Monday allowed on-site registration for all adults below the age of 45 seeking COVID-19 vaccines. The feature at present is being enabled only for government vaccination centres. The move comes at a time when vaccines for 18 to 44 age group became available from May 1st. After the expansion of the drive, demand soon surpassed supplies, exhausting stocks. Due to this, several states had to halt the vaccination drive. The Delhi police has sought a clarification from Twitter in connection with a tweet. The tweet was posted by Bharatiya Janata Party's national spokesperson Sambit Patra. It was about an alleged toolkit released by the Congress party. The microblogging website had tagged the tweet as manipulated media. The police on Monday visited Twitter's offices in Delhi and Gurugram. The visit came after the Delhi police asked Twitter to explain the manipulated media tag. Navy divers discovered a tugboat battered by Cyclone Tauktae at the bottom of the Arabian Sea on Monday. It also decided to call off its search and rescue operation, which was going on for 8 days. The tugboat, Varaprada, sank in the Arabian Sea last week. All of its 13 crew members were declared missing. The tugboat, along with a 261-member strong barge, contributed the bulk of the storm's casualties. Indian tennis player Ankita Raina has made a winning start in French Open qualifiers. She notched up a hard-fought win over higher-ranked Arina Rodionova on Monday. The match was a qualifier for women's singles. Raina showed nerves of steel as she bounced back from a set-down. The 28-year-old finally defeated Rodionova in a thrilling rain-affected three-setter. She had reached the third round of the qualifiers in the Australian Open. Electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla is now facing trouble in Norway. It has been found guilty of throttling the charging speed of the vehicles. The US-based company has been asked to pay $16,000 to thousands of owners who have been affected. Several other legal proceedings are also on the way against the automaker in other countries. The affected Tesla electric cars include the Model S and Model X. They were discontinued in 2016.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.